For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Any general is celebrating a birthday, hallelujah, we have made it a point of duty to pray for them, especially if it is a service day. Hallelujah. Even if you are an enemy of the body of Christ, even if you don't want to admit, hallelujah, Apostle Solomon says it's a general that we must intercede for and we must not lose him. Hallelujah. And we believe every one of us praying there and there, the Lord will honor him and keep him for us. May we not lose people that we value and not know until we lost them. Hallelujah. His body will not break down. The devil will not get to him. There will not be any scandal on his name. The Lord will keep raising him internationally. More countries, more branches, more loyal workers, more dedicated workers. Hallelujah. May greater people be available to share his wisdom and his grace. May greater door open up for him in Jesus' name. We have 7 billion people in this world. There is no church that seats 1 million people on one service. There is no the auditorium in the world, like, and the highest auditorium in the world is 100,000 seat capacity that we have. That's a glory dome. That means every man of God can have 100,000 people comfortable in his church. So his rising doesn't outshine the rising of another man of God or another general. Hallelujah. So we must pray for them. Praise God. Welcome to church. Proverbs 4 verse 18. In this month of June, as a church, we've been looking at spirituality. Hallelujah. It has been our month of spirituality, and I just noticed today that strangely, today will be the last Friday of June. I don't know where June is running to anyway. Praise God. And I really sincerely, I still have a lot of sermons I prepared. Here my note, looking at them as like Jesus Christ. So what we have to do is on Sunday we have to look at something else in the first survey and then something else in the second, so that we have to cover, because we need to have these things on record. Hallelujah. Now today we'll be looking at tools for maintaining spirituality. How do you maintain your spirituality? We've looked at how to become spiritual, how to develop spiritually, how to avoid carnality, how to maximize timings of the day, how to grow, keys for maintaining, how people decline spiritually. So, how do you maintain your spirituality? Proverbs 4 verse 18. The Bible says, but the path of the just is as the shining light. It shineth or that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. That means the way I am today spiritually, next year by this time I should never be in this level. Worst that can happen to me is I have increased. Hallelujah. But we know it is practically that there are people that you meet them after 1 year, you will not believe they are the one. Hallelujah. You hear them preach and you will not believe this was the same person I had and I was jerking. Hallelujah. Because something has left them. They don't maintain what they have and to grow it. And in the realm of the spirit, the way you maintain something is by growing. If you remain at the same level, you lose. You have to keep growing to be able to maintain. The Bible says our path. So if I can be able to command a level of result today, I should be able to command greater level by this time next year. Hallelujah. So how do we maintain our spirituality? How do we maintain our walk with God? So that after all the things you people did in campus, you meet them after campus and you don't believe they are the ones. Hallelujah. They have lost their touch and they have lost their fire for God. So what does it mean to maintain your spirituality? Number one, it means to maintain your first love experience with God. In Revelation chapter 2 verse 4, the Bible says, speaking to one of the churches, he said, you have forsaken your first love. There was a way you behaved when you got saved. I remember when I got saved. Hallelujah. When I got filled with the Holy Ghost, rather. I started praying in tongues for 1 hour. our break in engineering that time was 12 to 1. So after break, I will move to student complex. I will climb the upstairs and sit down there and pray for 1 hour. I will time myself, 1 hour, shabalada, bayabada, bayabada. And that time my tongues was monosyllabic, not monosyllabic, or disyllabic, kaba, laba, la, those kind of thing. I did like that. It's very, very difficult. But what? If the English want to come, I'll hold it. I say no. Shamalabata. So now, how many years after? 7 or 8 years after, if they should meet me, I should not be saying kaba, laba, laba, kula, daba. You should be able to grow. Hallelujah. Yes. That first love, that passion I had for souls, if I don't have it now, it means I've not maintained what I have. If the way I used to pray that time, hallelujah. If the way I used to fast that time, the way I still do, that means I've not maintained my spirituality. Number two, it means to maintain your appetite for God and for His kingdom. Everybody that God saved in the early days of their salvation, they have this panting for church. They don't miss church. They have appetite for God. They are always available for evangelism. But after 3 months, oh boy, let's go for evangelism. I'm coming. Hallelujah. Bible says they continued. Acts chapter 2 verse 6 verse 2. And then Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 always reiterate itself. Seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness. And when you got saved, I don't know how many of us got saved after you served the devil. Hallelujah. But you notice that who got saved when I served the devil? Apart from the one that grew up in church. Is anybody here? Okay, you. Only you. Okay. How was when you got saved? You want the things of God. You are just interested. You just bye-bye to dirty, dirty. Hallelujah. You have a strange appetite for God. So to maintain it means you sustain that appetite. And for His kingdom. Number three, it means to maintain and increase your spiritual intensity and tempo. You maintain it. Hallelujah. And Luke chapter 4 verse 14, the Bible says, and Jesus returned with power. That was where He started out His ministry. You know, in Mark 1:35, He said, He will leave early to go and pray. You maintain that prayer tempo and increase it. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember that time when I would pray for 1 hour and I would feel like I'm the boss of the world. Like the world was on my hand. We say, let the devil appear that we kill him because we are praying for 1 hour. You'll be thinking you are church. And now you pray for 1 hour as if you're just at grace. Is that not right? After a while, you maintain that power and increase that intensity. Hallelujah. I can remember that time I read my Bible through the year and I was happy. It was like a record for me. Hallelujah. But not if I read the Bible once through the year, I have not done anything. That means I backslided. Is that not true? Yes. So you maintain that initial intensity and tempo and then you increase. Number three, to maintain the path of spiritual progress. In John chapter 21 from verse 3, hallelujah. Something happened to Peter. He was walking with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died and He resurrected. And then He told the disciple, let's go fishing. Hallelujah. But when Jesus Christ came in verse 17, He brought him back to the path. How can you say God has called you to ministry when you're in campus and then after 5 years we see you in Zenith Bank counting money? Eh? How can you claim that you are called by into Jesus, but you open network in campus? So also prayer and also miraculous Green Grass International Ministry in campus. I know people that say branches start to move and goes, yes, my departmental level, hallelujah. Started and they're having meetings. But now they are working in one firm, architecture firm. How can you claim that that is a path? When Jesus said that Peter left back to his fishing, in verse 17, Jesus has to bring him back. Say, do you love me more than this fishing? Come back to the ministry. Hallelujah. So when you gave your life to Christ, what did God tell you? What were you doing? What were your visions? What were your passions? What did you want to do for God? And 10 years later, where are you now? Hallelujah. And then finally, what it means to maintain your spirituality, it means to consistently keep your body under your control. By your spirit man. You are spiritual when the spirit is above the body. In 1 Corinthians 9 verse 27. Hallelujah. Can you lift up your right hand and say, Father,
I receive grace in the name of Jesus. I speak to your body. I speak to every one of us that the Lord strengthen us in Jesus' name. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 9 verse 27, Paul said, I keep my body under control. You are not spiritual until your body is under your control. Hallelujah. When you are controlled by the flesh, you are not spiritual. Your body tells you when to eat, when to fast, when to watch a movie, when to stroll, when to gossip, when to talk. You are spiritual when your body is under your control. So when you maintain it, then you maintain your spirituality. I will not hear from any one of us later that you left the ministry. I will not hear from any one of us that you backslided. Now I was reading a book today by Bishop Dakar. He's talking about backsliding. Hallelujah. There was a guy, one of his friends with his wife, he was a pastor. And then later they heard he has left the ministry, impregnated a lady, and then one of the other ones has left, doesn't even come to church again after 5 years, 7 years. And then these are the things that are recurrent. Hallelujah. Yes. These are things that I know. If you have not seen one, that may have not been in church since, because if you have been in campus and you have graduated, by now you should have seen one. Like that. People that serve God are on fire. In fact, when I was in campus, they used to come and say, outside the world there, it's difficult to survive, because when you go there, it's difficult to survive. When you go after, when you are finishing NYC, they will tell you the same thing. The wider world. If you finish secondary school, they will say there is wider world. When you go to university again, they say there is wider world. When you are finishing NYC again, they say there is wider world. Is it true? They say the wider world is difficult, the temptation is too much. No. No. Hallelujah. You can survive it. We can meet you 20 years after campus and your fire level is intact. Is what? Intact. We can meet you on your dying bed. Your fire level is intact. So we must be able to maintain our spirituality. Maintain what we have and sustain it. Now, how do you sustain your spirituality? The first way is by humility. In Psalms 25 verse 9, hallelujah. The secret of the Lord is with the humble. You know, verse 5 to 6, and then James 4 from verse 6, the Bible always says that God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. You need grace to be able to remain on this path. There are people that, especially, there was a time I was invited to a place to preach, and then most of them were students and then campus. And then I understand what it means to be in that kind of a shoe. Hallelujah. You know, most of the campus president feel they have arrived because they are speaking in tongues. Then we have people under them. And then as you are preaching, all of them will be sitting like co-emoji. As you are preaching, they don't want to hear. Just waiting, let me, this guy finish. But one of them came. I don't make that experience. Like, oh boy, I post my preaching first. I say, listen, this thing you are doing, we did it. Calm down and listen. Calm down. After I talked to them for like 5 minutes, I finished. Everybody came alive. They picked their jotters and begin to write. Somebody met me the next day. When he was talking to me, I could not hear him. He said, after the meeting, he prayed all through the night till he lost his voice. Meanwhile, I was talking, just analyzing my, I wanted to calm down. Yeah, we have done this thing. You have to be humble to grow. There are places I go to, I'll be stupid to be analyzing what the preacher is saying. Just imagine sitting down before Dr. Paul Enetche. Me too, I'm a general overseer, or I'm a founder of a church. He too is a founder of a church. So as he's preaching, I'll just think about my life. I will never grow. I will have to be humble. There are people, people, no matter who's talking, you have to listen because you'll be blessed. You cannot, people lose it when they become proud. Hallelujah. So we have to remain that touch of humility to be able to remain growing. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. I was speaking with some lecturers of Federal University Local Church recently. Two of them, they were telling me about one of the SCCF guys that were, while in office, just showed up. Talk to him. The Lord said, the lecturer was telling me, he saw him breaking the other day and he was looking humble. So he was very, very humble. He called him, really? So when the lecturer was telling me, I was like, really? I don't know.
Yes. That life can humble you. You don't want to be humble. You will be there. And people will be testifying of headache till the end of your ministry, till you die. So if somebody fell down and you're proud, or because you missed and everywhere was charged, you think you have arrived.
Number two, remove pride and complacency. Do you know what is complacency? 1 Corinthians 13 verse 12. Do you know what is complacency like? I understand. I don't really love too much. I'm okay. I have arrived. I'm just satisfied. Hallelujah. I don't want more. But for now, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even I, as also I am known. The body of Christ is in part. Hallelujah. When you read 1 Corinthians 12 verse 14 to 27 and then Romans 12 verse 4 to 6. Hallelujah. There is a dimension of the word of God that I bring. Just like you can listen to Daddy Adeboye and listen to Bishop Oyedepo and listen to Pastor Chris and listen to what? Who again? Daddy W.F. Komoye and listen to Dr. Paul Eneche, Pastor David Emi. All of them, they bring the word of God in different dimensions. Is it true? This person offer it this way. This person, complacency is that I have it, I have all I need, I think I'm okay. You don't have it. There is not one man that has it all. Even if you're an apostle and you have the prophetic grace and then you can teach and then you can evangelize and then you have the pastoral grace, you have all of them. There are things that God has given someone else. So you have to remove pride. Hallelujah. And listen. There is a man of God that God is mentioned recently from on Tuesday until today. I've listened to over 30 of his messages from Tuesday till today. No, from last week Tuesday, actually, not Tuesday, hallelujah. Last week Tuesday. Like yesterday, I listened to like 7. Back to back, because I might get something new. And actually I did. A new style, a new impartation, a new wisdom. I am just scouting for more. Carefully scouting anyway, hallelujah. Carefully scouting for more because somebody else will have what to offer. You don't be complacent. I am the kind of person that I'm very, very disciplined. If this is my mentor, I listen to him 70% of the time. Then I listen to other people, hallelujah. I listen to my mentor 70% of the time. Listen to them and then I listen to other people. Praise the Lord. So you must not be complacent. You have not arrived and you don't have it all. Number three. Maintain the virtue of sincerity and openness. Be sensitive. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12, the Bible says, he that thinketh his stand should take heed lest he what? Lest he what? Fall. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 to 10 always say that two are better than one. Listen. There is a time when you don't feel like fasting. You know, I have a friend, Pastor Tom, that is somebody that I can call and say, man, I don't feel like praying. What is it? And then we talk. It's somebody that can really relate my weaknesses to and you understand. And then you can, I remember one time we were together and then after one conference, we were with one guy, the person who wanted to, after the hawk, even Zion, after Zion, we were sleeping in the same room with the guy that time. And then, after it, we are tired, we have morning session tomorrow. So, I want to sleep, but the person said, okay, let's begin to pray, and the person will begin to give, you know that kind of give prayer point. When I had just said on the bed, and this guy's on his own. And I thought, now, easy, was like, oh, what is happening here? Because we slept. He slept. I can remember when I visited him in Auchi Ani. Say, man of God, are you fasting? I say, me, fasting. I did not come here for retreat. I came to rest. Be sincere. There are people that cannot be sincere to say that today I cannot fast. They want to always look spiritual. I see they are on the mountain. People think ministers of the God are always on the mountain. And so men of God make it like that. Will you eat? No, I'm okay. No, I'm okay means I'm fasting. Be sincere. Tell people when you need help. Join faith with me. Because you will not always be strong. You can always be strong anyway, but most times just be sincere. Hallelujah. Be what? When I'm struggling with it. Yeah, you know there are mentees that cannot even tell you that they do not pray. Anytime they appear, yes sir, when I pray, when I was praying, they are not praying. They are not what? Praying. But what I mean is that when I was praying, oh, they will never. That is why I respect people that come with me and say, I'm struggling with my prayer life. That person is more sincere and he will grow. I would
respect somebody that said, I'm struggling with the word of God. I respect people that open me and say, this is my challenge. I'm suffering with this thing. You know, something has happened to me. Strangely, from last year to this year, I've had a lot of people met me and say, I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with this addiction. I'm struggling with this addiction. I respect somebody like that. That somebody that always will have a way. I will not say it. Be sincere when you need help. That is the way that help can be rendered and then it will be broken. Hallelujah. It will be what? Somebody made me last month. I was saying he was suffering from what is the name of this thing? Pornography. It's not, but advanced form of pornography is masturbation, right? I thought he was pornography, begin to masturbate. So his story was long. It started from when he was a child. Imagine how many years that he said, Jawa, if he has not masturbated in a day, it's not possible. Led him to Christ, prayed for him. And then he was telling him of his encounter that he slept in the night. Woke in the dream. He was like in a meeting and then people began congratulating him. And then he was like a congratulation of a deliverance. And then he said when he woke up from that dream, he felt free. He said he started praying almost, he was crying like a baby, a man, almost in 3 years. Be sincere and need help. God on fire. Hallelujah. So be sincere. Maintain that version of sincerity when you need help. You will maintain your spirituality. Number 4 is what I call regular activities of the things I taught in developing your spirituality. You remember the things I taught? I taught you 7 keys. Hallelujah. When you do those 7 things regularly, you will maintain. I taught about appetite for the word of God. What were they? I can't remember. Hallelujah. 7 of them. Praise the Lord. Number 5. Watch the entry to your soul. That is, watch what enters your eye, what enters your ears, what enters your tongue, and what you touch. In Psalms 141 verse 3, the psalmist says, Lord, set a watch over my mouth. Don't insult the anointing that will impart you to the next level. What did I say? I learned this from Prophet Makandua years ago. He said that, God, the devil wants to attack somebody with cancer. Please hear this story. Are you hearing me? He wants to attack you with somebody with cancer by September next year. He will, and then he knows that if you attack with cancer, Pastor Ebenezer will minister to you and you will be healed. So what he will do is this year, he will come and begin to make you hate Pastor Ebenezer. So that before the sickness comes, the anointing that should help you, you will have affected it and then you are disconnected from it. So that when he eventually brings the cancer, you will die with it. There are people that the people that should impart them, their words, have caused them and has disconnected them from it. Hallelujah. You cannot receive from somebody you curse and then a man of God, no. Let him soak oil on you and shout. Nothing will happen. Also, Job 31 verse 1, Job said, I have set a watch over my eye, never to look at the virgin. Watch the things you watch. Hallelujah. The things you watch on TV, what you see are very, very important. They affect you. Watch them. Hallelujah. The thing that enters your soul, the kind of people you discuss with. Hallelujah. Watch it because it will affect you. You don't know what it's doing to you. But then on the long run, it will affect you. And then when your soul is affected, you discover that somebody will say that, there is grace. Jesus has prayed all the prayer. Why must you be praying? There is grace to stay above all those kind of things. Hallelujah. You keep hearing those kind of things, my brother. The next thing you remember is you are holding a lady's breast. You will not know. You will not know. And then you will have a script. All of them have Bible, they quote to quote. You don't know. May you not know in Jesus' name. They have the Bible to quote. Bishop Dag said, you know what they call Orangu? That's what they call them. People that are wicked, disloyal and betrayer, all of them have the scripture to quote. Is there any church on Sunday that they come with Quran on Sunday morning? All of them carry Bible to church, right? And then they preach on the Bible. So be careful what you hear. That was why I said, I listen to men of God with censor. Watch what you say, what you hear, what you allow, the kind of things you watch. Hallelujah. That is why God sometimes will make people not have data until they have grown. I remember telling one of the guys that was telling me he was suffering for pornography. I said, now listen, what you will do after this prayer, now that you are free, You need to abandon your Android phone for 3 months. Get Nokia Touchlight. You know, no. Touchlight. The only one that can carry Catch FM. So then get the temptation come in the night. When you carry it, you see yellow light. It will not show. You will not browse. Do you know what I'm talking about? It is true. Somebody was telling me recently, he said, he will stop for 1 year and then come back. Yes, stop for, yes, seriously, in fact, last 4 days, he will stop for 6 months and then come back. I told the person, I don't want to talk to you on phone, I want to see you, so that I will be able to counsel you well, because many people don't understand there is a system to maintain your deliverance. If your problem is ladies, now that you are prayed for and delivered, go and sack the secretary. Let all your secretaries and even the cook be a guy.
Okay.
You say God has helped young one of employ a yellow secretary and see what will happen to you. before you know. So don't watch yourself. Be very, very careful. Oh. And don't think you are too strong. Be wise. No, I listen to Pastor Derek Prince. No, Pastor Prince. Joseph Prince. See, he doesn't carry ladies in his car. He said, why? He said that most evil things start with a good intention. You carry her with the intention to give her a lift and then to help her, and then you start discussing, and she started telling her problem, and then you started talking. Before you know, 2 years later, 3 years later, scandal has happened. Okay, so now if he's driving in a car and his wife is not there, and then he sees a lady, he will wind down and greet her and say, hey, you are too beautiful, I will have carried you. Beautiful woman, you should get my attention. Then we give her transport money and then zoom off. Is that not wise? Okay. If it's not wise for you, you carry. You just want to sit down in a car with a short skirt and you want to carry something by the side, you see a lap. You will not recover from it. What the devil will do to you, you will not recover. I'm telling you. So just watch what enters. Intentionally watch your phone. Intentionally. Number 6. Alright. See, what I'm giving now are wisdoms, and I know you are learning it. Hallelujah. Censor your friends and your company to avoid distractions. He that walks with the wise shall be what? Wise. He that walks with carnal people shall be what? Carnal. He that walks with movies, people that like movies will be hearing movie stories. He that walks with football fans will be hearing football stories. You know, recently I've been seeing a lot of highlights about football on my YouTube, and I've been wondering what is happening. It's like, is there a league going on? Are they going like, is there a league going on? Maybe there's a seriously going on. Hey, like every day, every time I go on YouTube, I'll be seeing, I say, what is happening? I will watch the highlights, but I know obviously there's a league going on. Hallelujah. I don't have anybody around me to tell me, say, all my friends, you are talking about the ministry. Hallelujah. If I was somebody that was into something that has to do with football, I would have a friend that has to do with football. Is that not true? But I don't have anybody. So my friends, don't meet you talking about the ministry. How to advance the souls. Hallelujah. Now don't say that I'm not social. I'm social. Is it only by watching football that you're social? It's not only by watching football. Is it only by playing snooker or only by playing on water that you're social? By chatting with your wife for 30 minutes, are you not being social? Are you not being social? Yeah, so, hallelujah, I'm social. And finally, attach value on time and place. Learn to value times. Hallelujah. Psalm 55 verse 17. David said, I will pray in the morning and in the afternoon and in the night. Daniel chapter 6 verse 10. In a strange land. The Bible says he prayed 3 times every day. Every what? Every single day. Every single day. Every single day. Please place a value on time. I have learned the value of night prayer. Hallelujah. Night prayer. Ever since all my life. I learned that night prayer is very, very important and very, very effective. Sometimes you can pray in the morning and then wake up with the song. Pray, 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 pray in the night. Hallelujah. Pray in the night. Put value on time. Put value on prayer time. Put value on it. Now you can help people to be spiritual and then help to revive them by your lifestyle. Your lifestyle can make somebody to become more spiritual. You can intercede for people that have backslidden. In case you know somebody has gone back far, you can intercede for them. Minister the word of God to them. Influence them and then you can change. Hallelujah. Now we are closing. Why should you sustain your spirituality?
Number one is only consistent application of a truth produce the blessing. Until you are consistently spiritual, you will not be blessed. Consistent spirituality. Hallelujah. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and what? Continueth therein. He be not the forgetful hearer, but the doer of the word. This man shall be blessed in his deed. So for you to truly be blessed with virtues, you have to do them consistently. See, I have noticed, and guys, please, are you hearing me? Please. I have noticed that you can be building something in the realm of the spirit and then stop that exercise. Then after a while, you will lose what you've been building. You have to be building back and back and back. You have to remain praying. We have a neighbor, our neighbor that was Jimmy. He was far bigger than that before. Very, very big. Like Hulk. But after that, I met him, like, after their fast, annual fast, and then he was looking smaller. I said, well, we said that, because of the fast, you could not gym. See, the muscles has gone inside. So you have to keep gyming spiritually to maintain those things. You don't apply the truth consistently. You see, the word of God, you must take it again and again. You know, today I was reading a portion of the Bible and it was like, I've read this thing before. But then I remember it was around last year, October. Like, you have to read it again. And then because I was seeing something like I've never seen it before. Again and again and again and again. Hallelujah. The past doesn't cover for the present. Your past spirituality. You know, today in the office, I was reading a Bible story. And then, when I was reading the Bible story, I almost said I will name my child after the name of that man. But then after reading the end of the story, I changed my mind. The name of the guy was Asa. Let me tell you the background story. When Solomon died, the kingdom was divided into two, Israel and then Judah. Then the side of Judah was Rehoboam. They continued serving God. Now, Asa was a son of Rehoboam. That's the Judah side of the kingdom. When he became king, the other side left God and they were worshipping idols. So when he became king, he decided to serve God. He burnt all the altars, burnt everything. His mother had an idol. He removed her from being queen. Yes, imagine that. He removed her from being queen and removed her. He was faced with a battle with over 800,000 Israelites. 800,000. And then he was small. He was telling them, you people have left God and then we have seen serving God. So God is not with you. They had a trumpet with them. Our God is with you. So maybe that king had 800,000 people. So they divided them into two. Some are coming from the front. Some are coming from the back. So they were already gone. But because he was serving God, he blew the temple, the trumpet or something like that. And then God fought for them. And they killed 500,000. Out of 800,000. That means only 300 survived. And then those other guys were subdued permanently. I was together. Now, what happened was, the Ethiopians came to attack him and then they came with 1 million people. The other one was 800,000, right? This time was 1 million. They came to attack him and then he had nothing. He said, Lord, you are able to save the little. Lord, deliver me. And God sent a prophet and then he warned them and conquered it. So he began to grow. He began to be mighty. And then there was another challenge by another people. And then instead of looking to God, he sent money to a Syrian king to come and help him. And then God sent the prophet, go and tell him, you have looked to me in this and this and this, I have helped you. Why did you decide to do this now? Then he got angry at the prophet that prophesied against him. He said, lock him up. They locked the guy up. Hallelujah. And then he went to war. And then after that was the end of his story. He later got disease in his leg and then died up. See, his former obedience didn't cover for his present disobedience. The Bible says in Ezekiel 18, when you did the righteousness before, it, you know, you see, the Bible says there are fresh challenges every day. Your fire temple of this day will not survive for you today. You need fresh full of grace. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Yesterday's obedience doesn't cover for today's disobedience at all. Solomon obeyed God and then he was
Faithful to God. He loved the Lord. He did everything unto 1 Kings 11. When he began to like women, and his previous obedience and sacrifice, that was why, remember, I taught something in the month of encounter last day. There are many people that want to see angels. Lord, if I can have an encounter, my life will never be the same. Are we together? You know, all of us have prayed this prayer before. Lord, all I need is, all you need is an encounter. You will never be the same till you die. You need to have one encounter if you change your life. Now, Solomon saw not cherubim, not seraphim, not angel, God two times. That's what the Bible says. God appeared to him himself two times. But the lap of a lady, this guy would not survive it. Jesus! You will not fall by a woman in Jesus' name. Say amen. You will not fall. God. God will have mercy on us in Jesus' name. You can you imagine seeing God two times and then he did not survive it? His obedience this day did not cover for him. Hallelujah. God took 10 of the kingdom away from him. It was only because of David that 2 was preserved because of David. So don't think that what you did yesterday will cover for you today. You have to remain on fire. You have to what? Remain on fire. Number 4 is satanic surges are persistent and more daring. The devil will come to you in a more daring way than he came yesterday. In Luke chapter 4 verse 13, the Bible says that Jesus Christ was tempted by the devil from Luke chapter 4 verse 1 to 12. And then when the devil did not succeed, the Bible says he left him for what? He left him for what? A while, a little time to come back again. In Mark chapter 12 and verse 43 to 46, the Bible says when a demon is casted out of the man, it goes to a desert place looking for where to rest. He will what? Come back with more demons, more wicked. That means demonic wickedness are in levels. So the ones that are attacking you now, the ones that will attack you next year will be more wicked. Will be what? More wicked. So you must maintain that fire. Because the ones coming will be stronger than the ones on ground. Because the devil has just left you for a while. You must remain hot. Every time charged. Hallelujah. Every time what? Charged. Wake you from the bed, you are on fire. You are eating, you are on fire. You are what? I listened to Apostle Aaron. He said he was on a beach in Ghana. And then a witch, oh God opened his eyes. He said, there was a mommy. He said, God says, he said, God, no, we are here to have fun. It's not time for preaching. He said, we just finished preaching now. It's time to relax. God said, no, I need you to pray. Yes. Imagine that. And then we grace in the back, in the beach. That means always ready. Always. That is Ghana. You know, Ghana. Ghana witchcraft is another level. You think you are saying witchcraft? Even though Nigeria is also strong. Hallelujah. Ghana too. They are not babies. And they married in Ghana in a barbage. That's a serious matter. Hallelujah. But he was still enjoying with his wife, with the t-shirt and the shonika, but he's still an apostle. Because even when a lion is snoring, the monkey will not go and touch him and say he's sleeping. Monkey can't touch him and say he's sleeping. No, 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 no. Even when he's sleeping, he's still a lion. Hallelujah. Slight coldness will lead you to backslide. And then that will be the end of you. This issue of second chance may not arise for you. Judas never had it. And some people may not have it. There are people that one mistake, I made a guy, he said, how did you get that? All prayers from people I've met that pray for him to be delivered out of smoking, he could not be helped. Say, one time somebody gave him something to smoke. It was not even a real cigar. Like, it's not a real cigar. Like a corn stick. And then they will put a hole in between. You know what I'm thinking about? The way Adam is saying it, like you've done, you understand? I did that when I was small, yes. So put, like, you know, have you seen a corn stick, a real corn? Don't know what the Ajepa calls people. You put a stick in that so that when you highlight it, the inside is soft. So it will be like smoke. Yes. But people smoke it and then God help them.
There are people that, I'm telling you, somebody I met, that first smoking, that was the end of his life. After the time I was talking to him, he was gone. My black body spoiled a complete prayer point. Complete hazard. There are people that tested alcohol once and stopped. There are people that the first was the addiction. I've met somebody like that one on one. Have you met stories like that before? There are people that just tell you, I say, ah, alcohol is not bad, and then they stop, it's bitter. But there are people that their first test, they could not recover. Hallelujah. I was listening to Shawn Michaels testimony, how he got saved. He said, how did he get free from cocaine? He said, today I'm not taking again. That was it. There are people that are not like that. Hallelujah. So don't think that you may backslide and come back. You may not have the chance. Because the devil saw how you are serious and he knows that if he allows you, you go back. He will push you to the wall. He will push you so bad that even if you recover, you will be too weak to fight again. Do you understand, guys? You will be what? Too weak to fight again. So don't even give him a chance of losing anything you have. Everything you have now, guide it with your life. With your what? Anything you can do. If you can pray, guide your prayer life. When you lose it, the devil will make sure you don't build it up again. If you study the word of God, guide it and protect it. If you can fast, guard your anything you can do now, don't lose it. Hey. I will hear from all of us that we are still standing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I will hear that none go back to the world or let what he's doing today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Just imagine these secular artists. All of them were one time in the church. Singing, hallelujah, worshiping, praising God. We raise a hallelujah, worshiping God. And today they are singing for the devil as if they never met God before. As if they have never even heard of the name Jesus Christ. And I pray for us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray